Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Observer's Sky Atlas. The 500 Best Deep Sky Objects with Charts and Images by Eric Karkoschka is a practical astronomy atlas for visual observers who want to locate, identify, and understand prominent objects beyond the solar system. The book belongs to the field guide and reference atlas tradition rather than to popular science narrative. Its purpose is to connect sky charts, catalog information, observing guidance, and visual comparison material in a compact format that can be used before or during a night of observing. This updated full-color edition expands the earlier reputation of the Atlas by combining revised celestial maps, modern positional data, object images, and finder aids for naked eye, binocular, and telescope users. Its subject matter includes star clusters, nebulae, galaxies, double stars, and the Milky Way as an observing target. The book is designed to help readers move from general sky orientation to specific deep sky identification with greater accuracy and confidence. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a curated observing program built around 500 accessible deep sky targets. The Atlas is organized around 500 deep sky objects selected for their value to visual observers, rather than for encyclopedic completeness. This is an important editorial choice. Many astronomy references attempt to include vast catalogs, but a field observer usually needs a manageable set of rewarding targets that can be found under real sky conditions. Karkoschka's selection emphasizes objects that are prominent, instructive, or visually distinctive through unaided eyes, binoculars, or common amateur telescopes. The result is not just a list of astronomical objects, but a structured observing program. Star clusters, gaseous nebulae, galaxies, and double stars appear as practical targets with enough supporting information to make them locatable and interpretable. This curated approach also helps beginners avoid the frustration of pursuing objects that are technically famous but difficult to see. For experienced observers, the same structure provides a disciplined way to revisit familiar constellations and compare different classes of objects across seasons. Secondly, integrated chart, finder, image, and data pages for field use. A defining feature of the book is its double-page treatment of each object, bringing together a star chart, a finder chart, descriptive notes, catalog data, a visual observation image, and a photograph. This layout matters because deep sky observing depends on several kinds of information at once. A wide chart helps the observer move through the constellation, while a finder chart narrows the search to the immediate star field. Catalog data gives coordinates and object properties, but those numbers alone rarely help a person at the eyepiece. Visual comparison images bridge the gap between astrophotography and actual observing. Since many nebulae and galaxies look fainter and less detailed through typical equipment than they do in process photographs. By placing these elements together, the Atlas reduces page turning and mental translation. It supports the sequence observers actually follow choose a target. Identify its position, confirm the surrounding pattern, and compare the expected appearance with what is visible. Thirdly, updated full-color charts strengthened by modern astrometric data, the revised full-color presentation is more than a cosmetic update. Color coding can make charts easier to read, especially when distinguishing object types, chart boundaries, and reference features. The edition also incorporates updated data associated with the Gaia spacecraft, which is significant because Gaia has greatly improved positional and stellar measurement accuracy across the sky. For a printed atlas, improved underlying data increases confidence in star placements and object identification, particularly in crowded regions near the Milky Way. The book's detailed position figures are intended to help users move precisely from chart to sky, an essential skill when observing faint galaxies or compact clusters that may be near the threshold of visibility. Because the charts are designed for use through 2000 XD, the Atlas also accounts for the time-sensitive nature of some sky data, especially in relation to binary stars. This gives the book a longer practical life than a simple static observing checklist. Fourthly, support for multiple observing levels and instruments. The Atlas is notable for addressing observers who use very different equipment. It is explicitly useful for naked eye observing, binocular sessions, and telescope work, which gives it a broader practical range than books aimed only at telescope owners. This matters because deep sky astronomy is not defined solely by aperture. Some objects, such as open clusters, bright nebulae, or Milky Way fields, may be better appreciated at low magnification or through binoculars, while small galaxies and close double stars require more careful telescopic work. A guide that recognizes these differences can help readers choose appropriate targets for their instrument and sky conditions. It also reduces the false assumption that progress in astronomy always means moving immediately to larger telescopes. Beginners can use the Atlas to learn constellations and broad sky geography, while intermediate observers can refine star hopping, limiting visibility. and object comparison skills. Experienced amateurs benefit from having concise, consistent data across a wide target set. Lastly, Milky Way observing and binary star predictions as distinctive reference features beyond its main object entries. The updated atlas adds specialized material that broadens its usefulness. The new section on observing the Milky Way treats the galaxy not merely as a background band, but as an observing subject with structure, fields, and visual patterns. This is valuable because many observers focus on named catalog objects while overlooking the large-scale context in which those objects appear. Milky Way charts and images help users understand star clouds, dark lanes, and dense regions as part of the visible architecture of our galaxy. The atlas also includes predictions for binary star separations through 2060, a detail that reflects the changing geometry of double star systems over time. This feature is especially relevant for observers who return to the same pairs across years, or who want to match telescope resolution to expected separation. Together, these additions make the book more than a target list. It becomes a compact observing reference for both static and changing features of the night sky. In conclusion, Observer's Sky Atlas is best suited to amateur astronomers who want a compact, observation-centered reference rather than a general introduction to astronomy theory. Beginners can use it to learn how charts correspond to real sky patterns and to build a realistic list of rewarding targets. Binocular observers will find it useful because it does not assume that every worthwhile object requires a large telescope. Telescope users benefit from the finder charts, object data, and visual comparison material that help confirm faint or ambiguous sightings. The book also serves intermediate observers especially well, since it encourages systematic exploration by object type, constellation, and season. Its practical benefit lies in reducing the distance between knowing that an object exists and actually finding it in the sky. Compared with many atlases, it stands out for combining selection, navigation, catalog data, photographs, and visual observation aids in one coordinated format. Compared with broad popular astronomy books, it is more directly usable in the field. Compared with exhaustive star atlases, it is more selective and less overwhelming. Its strongest distinction is the balance between precision and accessibility. It gives enough technical support for serious observing without losing sight of the immediate task of locating and recognizing deep sky objects. If you would like to support Irik Karkoshka, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.